God's word for our consideration this morning, to nourish us, to strengthen us, to guide us on our walk of life with Him in our lives, is from the gospel lesson. And I want you to hear inside the text these words. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone would come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for Me will find it. What good will it come if a man gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about your life. And as you think about your life, I want you to think about your life in the faith of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've been baptized. You've been confirmed. You have been sharing the Lord's word with each other. You have come up to receive the Lord's body and blood given and shed for you for the remission of all your sins. And so one day you wake up. And you wake up disappointed, distressed, confused, bewildered about this Lord Jesus. You come and sit in the pew and you hear the word of God and you say, is this it? Is this all there is? Isn't there something more that should happen? Is there something more that I should be doing for the Lord Jesus Christ? Or maybe for the church? The pews are not filled. And you start to say, but you know, I remember the day when we had to set up chairs for Christmas and Christmas Eve, and now there's barely enough to fill the pews. Is this all there is? Is this what life is? Maybe we should just quit and throw it all away. And then the Lord comes to us with these words of denial, these words of confusion, these words of picking up our cross and following Him. And we wonder what He means. Are we to take up that wooden cross that He picked up and carry it to our Mount Calvary? What does Jesus mean by those words? You see, we are Christians. We are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Or we wouldn't be here. And as those believers, we are living in the world. We're living in a world that is confused and bewildered. Interesting thing with working for the funeral home in Lake City, Schleicher Funeral, that there are more people now that you see obituaries, and you see at the bottom, per the person's wishes, there will be no service. There will be no burial. What does that say to us? Does that say that we're in isolation? Does that say that we are immune to everything around? Or is that saying to God, you know, God, I really don't believe that You will resurrect my body. I really don't believe that You are going to give me eternal life. Has that thought ever occurred to you or gone through your mind? We would be joking if we said we didn't think about that. But yet, our Lord comes to us to bless us, to lift us up, and to tell us that we are significant people. And as significant people, we come to Him. As significant people that are in Him, we give our lives up to Him. We surrender ourselves to our God. And we say, use me where you will. I've probably used this illustration before. But in World War II, as the cities were being bombed and churches and synagogues were not being spared. The Allied forces came into one town, and they saw a church, and it was a shell, if you will. And so they went into this church, and they saw the figurine of Jesus. And they put the figurine of Jesus on a flat surface. He had no hands, no arms, no hands. They found the arms, they tried to attach the arms best they could, but they could not find any arms or hands. So they went away because it was getting dark and they were going to come back in the morning. And when they came back in the morning, they saw a crudely written sign that was thrown over the bust of Jesus. And it read, "I have no hands but yours." That is significant for us as we live in this world of confusion and despair. In this world that people are leaving the church because it doesn't have any relevance for them. But it does, because it tells us about our sin. That God tells us in His Word that we are sinners, and yet we are forgiven in Christ. And as we are forgiven, we are lifted up, we are given a new life, a life that is living in Christ. And as we surrender ourselves to God and say, "Use me where you are and where I am," God uses us. God uses our skill. God uses our ability. God uses where we are. And you know, He's blessing us with many different types of blessing. Next week, there's going to be erected in the narthex a Charlie Brown tree. And I say a Charlie Brown tree that you would say is dead, horrible looking. But on that tree, I want you to put your blessings, what you are thankful for. And as you put those blessings on the tree every Sunday, I'm going to take a couple off, and we're going to put those in our prayer. Because God has indeed blessed us. He has blessed us with strength to confess Jesus as Lord. To be able to say, "Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus died on the cross for me. Jesus gave me eternal life, not because I'm good or not because I've done this or that, but because of Jesus Christ and Him alone." Because Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but through me." Jesus gave His life up for us. And Jesus blesses us. He blesses us with the ability and strength to surrender to Him. He gives us the ability and strength to be used and committed to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Do you remember when you stood before the altar and confirmed your faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And do you remember the one sentence that was asked of you? "Will you, through all things," and I can't remember the exact wording, but "will you be able to say Jesus is my Lord and Savior throughout all trials and tribulations and misgivings?" It's a vow that we make, that we will be true to our God and our Lord and Savior, come what may. Because He gives us strength. He gives us encouragement. He gives us Christ's body and blood given and shed for us to be His disciple. To dare to be Jesus' disciple. I've often seen people wear the cross as a sort of jewelry around the neck or the ears. One of these days, I'll get the strength by the Holy Spirit to ask them, do you know my Lord Jesus? Because you're wearing his cross. Because he's the one that died on that cross. Give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Dare to be his disciple in a world that doesn't believe anymore. A world that is growing slimmer and slimmer in those who believe in Jesus. God gives us the strength and encouragement to be followers of Jesus. To be those people who show forth Jesus Christ in the simplest of ways. When in a restaurant we sing grace. When we're walking and talking, we use words that will glorify God, not demean him or other people. That we are showing God's love and support and encouragement for those who suffer many things, because God will use us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He will use us where we are. I'm trying to think back to the day, on the date. And I think it was October 1st, 1972. I went to Wilco Ambulance because I was going to be on the ambulance in Duluth. And I was getting my uniforms to be on that ambulance service. And I was feeling pretty proud. As I walked in, one of the guys said, Scott, do you know anybody on 10th Street? I stood and I thought, yes, my great uncle George and his wife Lee. He said, we just sent the ambulance up there. Karen was downtown shopping. We weren't yet married, we were engaged. And so I found her and we went up to George's house. Lee had died. We sat with George for I don't know how long it was, 2-3 hours, until his son George Jr. could drive down from Aurora, Minnesota to Duluth. And when George Jr. came, Karen and I left, and George Sr. looked at us and he says, I'm going to be at your wedding. And we left, and we said, oh, well. George said one thing, but it's clear across in Wheaton. But he came to our wedding, and he said, because you were there for me, I am there for you. God gives us the strength and the encouragement to be Christ's disciple in this world, to be with people so that they know who Jesus is. In Jesus' holy name, amen.